school board approved the proposed budget of expenditures and board resolution. So this publication is required at least 60 days prior to the school board election. This year, school board election is scheduled for Tuesday, May 9th. And so the board had to go ahead and take action on this to meet that 60-day requirement. So the board approved the budget of expenditures and proposed millage increase of 2.25 for the construction and renovation of our high school.
Dr. Long, what is different now than the first ballot measure that went to the voters in August of last year?
So the amount of increase is the same. In August, we asked for 2.25. In May, the district will be asking for an increase of 2.25. The reason why the amount to generate is different is two things. Number one is interest rates have increased, but so has the total assessed value. And so that's why the projection is different from what it was in August, but the millage rate increase ask is the same.
Has the need changed at all?
The need has not changed. We heard on February 6th, we heard from the state facility folks who basically are telling us the issue has to be addressed. And so the school board took the first step in addressing that and giving the Mountain Home School District patrons the opportunity to address that need through the plans that have been developed.
A couple of weeks ago, a public meeting was held, and you heard from constituents both for and against the millage. Not necessarily many people spoke out against it. They just felt like the school could lessen the amount that they were asking of the taxpayers. For those individuals wanting to see the school lessen the amount, what do you have to say to them?
So the plans that we have in place are the best laid plans to fully address the issue itself, to set the community up with an infrastructure that is beyond any one of us, and then also to fulfill the programming and student need and academic needs that our school had. There could have been different plans that were developed, but the plan is about addressing the issue, but it's also about fully equipping our school and our students with meeting the student needs and the future workforce needs also.
For those individuals that would like to receive more information regarding the proposed millage, are the tours still available of the current high school situation?
We will start the tours shortly after spring break, and that will give a rolling, ongoing opportunity for people to come in and see the plans, to see the need, and to hear about how the proposed increase will potentially affect each individual.